Once again, our vestments are black in commemoration of the faithful departed souls, and today in particular within the Franciscan order, we remember all those who followed Saint Francis, but not perfectly, and so have to pass yet some time being purified before they can be admitted to heaven, where only the pure enter. As Father said yesterday in his homily, the souls in purgatory cannot pray for themselves. They can pray for us, and so we also benefit remembering them and praying for them, because they're more inclined to pray for us, likewise, in the interest of justice as well as charity. What makes this commemoration different than the commemoration yesterday? Well, as I said, today it's the Franciscan order remembering those who followed St. Francis, the First Order, the Second Order, or the Poor Clares, the Third Order, and all those associated with the Franciscan Order as benefactors and relatives. And so we pray for all those souls, but in particular for those consecrated as Franciscans. This is a day of special importance, not only because we practice that golden rule of our Lord to do unto others as we would have them do unto us. That is, we now pray for those who went before us, who didn't reach the goal of holiness, perfect holiness and purity in this life, and so who certainly benefit from their consecration and are saved, but yet need prayers and this time of suffering where they are in purgatory. And we pray for them in the hope also that we will be remembered by those who come after us if we don't reach our goal, as St. Francis did, to become holy in this life. But the point is, the great value of this feast is to remind us that, in fact, we are called to reach holiness in this life. No one wishes to go to purgatory. Purgatory implies a suffering that the saints tell us is greater than any suffering that we might experience in this life. And so we hope to avoid such suffering if possible. And it's precisely because it is possible that we need to reflect seriously. Consecration to God as a religious is a great grace. And so we Franciscans, to whom much has been given, much is required. For someone who didn't receive the grace to become a religious, the criteria for judgment will be less. But for us, it will be much greater. And I don't know if it was Dante who said it, but I've heard it said various times that I think it was somebody who saw a vision of hell and saw that there were no Franciscans and remarked on this. And the guide said, well, that's because they're in the lower regions of hell, reserved for those who betrayed the grace that they were given. And so we need to take seriously such admonitions. Our profession of vows, the rule of St. Francis, oblige us to a standard of living very rigid. This isn't to say that God's mercy doesn't apply to us. Certainly, it's a great mercy just to be given this grace, to be able to follow Jesus more closely. But as I say, our failures then are also multiplied. And so we pray today for all those souls of the Franciscans, their relatives, benefactors, who went before us and who yet need our prayers. And we look to this feast day as a reminder of what a high standard we're called to live up to. And we pray for their intercession on our behalf, that we may have this grace so as to avoid, well, first of all, the real reason, to give greater glory to God. And I heard it said recently, I think it was St. Therese of Lisieux, who often asked herself, am I pleasing God today? Will I be pleasing God by doing this action? And so that's a thought that we should try to cultivate in ourselves, a continual reference to God. Are we pleasing God? Do I need to change something? And surely all of us need to change many things. The call to conversion is constant, and the effort must be constant. And if it is, God certainly always will come to our aid, and it is possible to reach holiness in this life. But if we don't, we hope that those who come after us, those still living, will pray for us so that our time in purgatory can be abbreviated. We have great hope in the mercy of God that we already experience. And St. Francis placed this order under the protection of Mary Most Holy. The Franciscan order was born at St. Mary of the Angels in Assisi. And so we have the mediatrix of all graces on our side, just as do all Christians and all peoples, but in a particular way, she accepted that invitation, and we Franciscans of the Immaculate, the most recent ramification or branch of the Franciscan order, belong to her in an express way, following the spirituality of St. Maximilian Mary Kolbe. So we seek to not only follow the rule of St. Francis, but to give our lives totally to the Immaculate for the glory of God, for the salvation of souls. And we pray to have the grace to live up to this great goal, the generosity, to live as St. Francis did, mortified, penitent, humble, poor. And I'd like to close with the words of the Seraphic Father, the exhortation that we hear frequently to remind us of our obligations and of the hope that we aspire to. These are the words of exhortation of St. Francis to his friars. Beloved brethren and sons, forever blessed, hear me, hear the voice of your Father. Great things have we promised, greater have been promised us. Let us observe the former and aspire to the latter. Pleasure is short, punishment everlasting. Suffering is slight, glory infinite. Many are called, few are chosen. Retribution for all. Brethren, whilst we have time, let us do good. Praise be Jesus and Mary.